Hello and welcome to another edition of Bob's Used Record Shop. I'm Bob Taylor, your host for the next hour. If this is the first time you've listened to my program, I want to thank you for tuning in. Each week I play an interesting mix of music from the last 60 plus years of audio recordings. Many of the songs you hear come from my own collection of vinyl LPs and 45 RPM singles. I've been listening to, collecting, and researching recordings since I was, since I was old enough to operate a record player. Now, even though I don't sing on the show, I am a pop vocalist, and I've developed a unique repertoire of songs that range from the early standards to the top 40 hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I bring that same love of music to this show. So if you have an appreciation for all types of music, or if you simply had the curiosity to explore the eras and genres that have come before, I will do my best to give you an hour of insightful and enjoyable music entertainment. We're going to start off this first half hour of music with a gal that is known as the First Lady of Song. I'm talking about the great Ella Fitzgerald. And this is a song from a LP she released back in 1958 called Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Irving Berlin Songbook. This recording is actually taken from a soundtrack album to the Amazon Prime TV series called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And here is the lovely Ella Fitzgerald.
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. As long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. See the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars
was Agnetha Fältskog, who was one-fourth of the Swedish pop sensation known as ABBA. In one of her many solo albums, this one was from 2004, called My Coloring Book, and her take on the classic Skeeter Davis hit, End of the World. Before that, we heard Isn't This a Lovely Day by the legendary Ella Fitzgerald. Let's continue now with a track from Carole King. This is from a 1980 album called Pearls, where she recorded songs that she had written over the years and that were hits for a variety of other artists. This is her version of a hit single she and her then-husband, Jerry Goffin, wrote in 1963 for a R&B recording artist named Freddie Scott.
Hey, girl.
Before she became a premier songwriter and artist in her own right in the 1970s, Carole King had written a number of hit songs that many artists took to the top of the charts. Artists such as The Drifters and Herman's Hermits, just to name a couple. And that was her take on a song she wrote called Hey Girl. Now, with summer just around the corner, here are a couple of summertime songs. We're going to start out with one of my favorites from 1971. This is from an underappreciated jazz ensemble. They called themselves War.
Play. Yeah, yeah.
You can just feel the summer fun there on the beach or at the poolside deck. That was Stone Soul Picnic by a group called the Fifth Dimension. A song that back in 1968, they took all the way to number three on the top 40 Billboard charts. Now, I distinctly remember at the tender age of 12, hearing and singing along with that song poolside while on vacation in the Wisconsin Dells. And that was the summer of 1968. Now, you may have noticed in that song, they use the word Surrey quite frequently in the lyrics. Turns out Surrey was a neologism. Now, you may ask yourself, what is a neologism? Well, according to the dictionary, it is a newly coined word or expression, a made-up word used in hopes of it gaining traction as a real word, which, unfortunately for the songwriters, never actually occurred. Many people assume that the word Surrey was just a short way of saying, let's hurry. Another song that I distinctly remember hearing poolside that summer was this great song by Jose Feliciano.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Instances where the copy of the song was as good as the original, except in a much different way. Well, we're going to finish up this first half hour of music with a rare recording from a motion picture superstar, Bruce Willis. Who knew Bruce Willis could sing, right? Back in 1987, Bruce recorded an album of classic hits called The Return of Bruno, and this is his take on the classic song called Under the Boardwalk.
Hey, Bruno.
Say, what's up, fellas?
Hanging out down here with us under the boardwalk?
Yeah, nice, man, I got my lady down.
Let's throw down.
Oh, when the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the roof, and the streets get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
You're listening to Bob's Used Record Shop. There's more music coming your way after this word from our sponsors.